This is VOA News. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN nuclear watchdog says it has not had access to key Iranian data since February. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Monday it has been unable to access key data monitoring Iran's nuclear program since February. The IAEA is the United Nations atomic watchdog. The confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press says the IAEA has not had access to data from its online enrichment monitors, electric seals, or to measurement recordings since February 23rd. That's when Iran began limiting inspections in order to pressure the Biden administration to lift sanctions that were reimposed by then-President Donald Trump in 2018 after Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israel's defense minister Monday distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed the Gaza Strip high-rise housing, an Associated Press office, and other news outlets, saying the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In an article published over the weekend, the military chief of staff, Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi, was quoted as saying the building was destroyed justly and he did not have a gram of regret. The article goes on to say that Kohavi told a foreign source that AP journalists drank coffee each morning in a cafeteria in the building's entrance with the Hamas electronics experts, whether they knew it or not. The AP has called the comments patently false, noting that there was not even a cafeteria in the building. Again, Israel's defense minister now saying that he's distancing himself from the comments made by the military chief after Israel bombed the Gaza Strip high-rise. This is